Exploring the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Some of you listening later on the podcast wouldn't have heard that Fox News update that just played live over the radio, but of course you'll be familiar with the story, no matter when you're listening to the podcast here. But basically, how shameful is this? The Congress of the United States of America, the U.S. House of Representatives, the United States Senate, agree or disagree, they gave aid to Israel. They voted to give aid to Israel. They voted to give your precious taxpayer dollars to help our friends in Israel fight back against these radical Islamic terrorists, the Hamas terrorists that slaughtered 1,400 innocent people, men, women, children, infants, that were slaughtered by these Hamas animals. And Joe Biden is withholding the aid that you, the American people, sent to our friends in Israel. You know, I was as I heard that Fox News update, I was actually planning on talking about something else here at the top of the show at 6:06 in the morning, now 6:07 in the morning. But I was like, I heard that Fox News update, and I was like, that is just absolutely shameful. How much worse can this administration get? And I was thinking about it. You know, Joe Biden will go out there and he'll pander and he'll pretend to be a friend of the Jews. He'll pretend to be a friend of Israel. And then he'll go, you know, to Dearborn, Michigan, of course, and pretend to be a friend of the people chanting death to Israel and death to America, too. So he'll pretend to be everybody's friend here. But in reality, look, Israel is our friend. And the quote came to mind. You know this quote: no greater friend, no worse enemy. That's how we should be seen. We should be seen by our allies and by our friends that, man, there is no greater friend than our friends in the United States of America. And our enemies just said, my goodness, there is no worse enemy than the United States of America. But look at what is being communicated by the Joe Biden, John Tester regime right now. It's the opposite. There is no worse friend. And no wimpier enemy right now. That's the message that's being communicated. Now, you know our great armed forces, they're by and large ready to rock and roll, despite all the political BS that's been shoved down their throats right now. So they can be no greater friend and they can be no worse enemy. But the leadership, I mean, Secretary of State Blinken, the wimpy message that's being communicated there, the constant undermining of our friends, the constant undermining of our allies. I was wondering, I was trying to figure out, where did that original quote come from? Where did that original quote come from? And so I was searching real fast. I was trying to do a quick search here before the show started. Marine Corps General Mattis, General James Mattis, he had adopted this quote, you know, no better friend, no greater friend, no worse enemy. Apparently, it's the title of his biography that came out, no greater friend, no worse enemy. And the title of the Biden administration's foreign policy is no worse friend, no wimpier enemy. Absolutely pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. November can't come soon enough. That is for sure. All right. Quick break. We got lightning round coming up after this.
Securing America.
During a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee hearing Wednesday, senators from both sides of the aisle criticized the proposed $849.8 billion Department of Defense budget for 2025, saying it's not big enough. Budgets are capped at a 1% increase by legislation. The senator said the budget, therefore, does not keep up with inflation and is actually lower. Hearing Chairman, Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana.
We need to understand what risks this lower budget creates for our military personnel, our operations around the globe, and our modernization efforts.
Republican Susan Collins from Maine criticized the potential effect on U.S. forces.
The budget request would result in the smallest Air Force fleet in the service's history. We would have the smallest army since the start of the all-volunteer force.
Senator Collins adding the Navy would grow by just one ship. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With considerable cloud cover today and some scattered rain showers mixing with snow in some areas around Bozeman early. High temperature readings otherwise stay from the upper 40s in Bozeman to about 59 in the Billings area. Scattered shower chances early into tonight, followed by low temperature readings of 33 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings. That will see mainly sunny skies on Friday. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Now, I say we're doing a bit of a lightning round because I'm going to try to pack as much information as I can here into this 6 o'clock hour of the show. But, hey, if you want to join us on the lightning round with a quick phone call as well, hey, give us a ring, 406-294-0970. 0970, or message us on the Montana Talks app. We've got a busy lineup here for the rest of the morning. I think David Noble will be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. That's always great. Always great to get his insight. And of course, we mix in your phone calls in that hour as well. And then later on, Kendall Cotton, the CEO of the Frontier Institute, he's going to be with us. They've got a big education freedom workshop event that's taking place in Billings, Montana tonight. And so he's going to join us. And then I think one of the other – I think he's going to have another special guest with him who I've heard is supposed to be just an incredible speaker. So that's coming up later on in the 9 o'clock hour. We got a couple of other things that we're going to sneak in for you in the 8 o'clock hour of the show as well. So that's why we want to kind of roll into things quickly here this morning. Real quick, if you missed the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday, we ended up getting a surprise phone call from the Flathead County Sheriff, Brian Hano, and Kalispell Mayor Mark Johnson. And they just had a big meeting yesterday morning talking about all the illegal aliens in the Flathead Valley. You remember the big story last week where these illegal aliens from Venezuela apparently crossed the southern border, ended up in New York City. Somehow, some way, somebody flew them from New York City to Kalispell, Montana, with no place to stay, no place to live, whatever. And so, you know, it's got everybody asking the questions. First off, how did they get here? What more do we know about this nonprofit organization, which is trafficking illegal aliens into the Flathead? And then how do we detain them, deport them, and get them the heck out of here? And so very interesting conversation with Sheriff Hano and Mayor Johnson out of the Flathead. Full audio and more on our Montana Talks website right now. You know, it's interesting. CNN, I think the Daily Caller had this on their website here. Yeah, CNN is talking about how Joe Biden and really we got to say John Tester, because John Tester is with Joe Biden every step of the way here, how they're outright just pissing off voters with what they're doing right now. Listen to this.
He's right on the numbers about the economic turnaround, but he is on very dangerous ground, Jake. I would say he risks offending. Forgive my language. I would say he risks pissing off some of the voters I've talked to in my travels over the last 6 or 7 months, because they don't feel it. And so when he said at the top of that, we have turned it around, and he said in the middle of that, the polls are wrong. Trust me from my travels. We have a voter group in Milwaukee, just north of where the president was today. And when we visited them, there used to be a lot of factories in their neighborhood. Those factories are gone. They're dealing with COVID. They're dealing with inflation. They talk a lot about the cost of living and the cost of groceries.
Yeah, in other words, John King was trying to do two different things there. One, he was warning Joe Biden, hey, if you go out there and tell people how great everything is, you're going to piss people off. Well, of course you're going to tick people off, because they know you're full of Adam Schiff. And then the other thing that, of course, CNN's John King tried to do there, did you notice how he tried to say, well, Biden's right. Oh, BS, man. BS, man. You know he isn't. Why would he be ticking off voters with these false claims about the national economy if everything was actually going good? So on one hand, you got CNN flacking for Biden, trying to say, oh, yeah, everything's better. Everything's great. But people don't think so. So they're really angry, and they'll get ticked off if you try to make that claim. Come on now, John. You know the reason why people are ticked off. It's because inflation is completely out of whack. People can't afford groceries. They can't afford gas, a whole host of items. And it's because of Joe Biden and John Tester's massive government spending. Let's see. We got a couple callers already on the phone lines here. Buck in Bozeman, what's on your mind this morning, Buck?
How are you?
Hey, doing good.
Good, good. Hey, so I don't know if you heard, we had hundreds of people stuck on the Bozeman Pass yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, the power was out, so we had a power outage, so the radio was down for a little bit yesterday morning as well.
Yeah, so, look, I want to be real clear about my complaint, because I'm going to whine a little bit, right? The people who are involved with handling or who actually boots on the ground when it comes to our emergency services are awesome, and I have nothing bad to say about them. They do a great job and a great service, but specifically what I'm complaining about is the management of our emergency services and the policies that surround it. I've lived on top of the Bozeman Pass for 20 years. I've seen every snow condition, and I'll tell you what, for 15 years, I couldn't beat a plow truck to the road to save my life. I leave my house between 5 and 6 every morning, and those guys are laying down a gravel road for 15 years. And something changed in their policy. But yesterday, those hundreds of people who were stuck for 14 and 16 hours on the interstate, that's a byproduct of change in policy that didn't work when it comes to the plow services and emergency response services. They have every right to be angry. I mean, right now, I'm on the interstate, or I'm just about to turn onto the interstate, right? There is no gravel on the road whatsoever. They just decided sand is bad for some reason, and we're not going to do it anymore. And yesterday
is it a change in policy, or is it just still a continued shortage of manpower? Because I know that's been kind of a persistent challenge as well. Now, that's a good question. But yeah, no, that was crazy. KBZK.com has a story here. Stand still on Bozeman Pass. Family gets stuck on I-90 for more than 10 hours. I know some people were still able to listen to us in the Bozeman area on our app yesterday, but the radio was down from that crazy storm as well. Even Helena radio stations were impacted as well yesterday. All right, quick break.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordland, and I hope everyone is making it through this severe spring weather impacting much of Western Ag Network country here this week. Looking into our headlines today, we see this Friday, May 10th, the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report will be released, and USDA will be updating old crop estimates as well as establishing new estimates for crops for the 2024 through 25 season. For wheat, using USDA's wheat planting estimate of 47.5 million acres from March and a yield estimate of 49.5 bushels per acre from February, a U.S. wheat production estimate of 1.9 billion bushels should be close to the number we see in Friday's report. Dow Jones Survey expects NAS to estimate all U.S. wheat production at 1.88 billion bushels. That's up from 1.81 a year ago. As for corn, it's anticipated that a production estimate nearing 14.8 billion bushels seems likely for the 24 through 25 year, down from last year's record of 15.3 billion bushels.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at MontanaFarmersUnion.com.
1874. Barbed wire was patented and ranching was forever changed. Now, 150 years later, ranchers continue to tackle tough challenges with new innovations, like RangeView from EndView. By providing a data-driven view of the land, RangeView helps you get the most out of your grazing management, rangeland health, and herbicide treatment decisions. See how the latest innovation in ranching can help you at TryRangeView.com. RangeView is a trademark owned by Environmental Science US LLC or one of its affiliates. Not all products are registered in all states.
Returning back this morning as we continue to cover the changes that the Biden administration has made to the National Environmental Protection Act, or NEPA, for federal land states like so many of ours across Western Ag Network country. These new changes will impact agencies like the Bureau of Land Management. Our network's Rachel Gable caught up with the Public Lands Council with more on how it may impact federal lands grazers.
PLC's Caitlin Glover said the NEPA rule change will go into effect July 1, though agencies will have until July of 2025 to finalize their regulations. Here's Glover.
We'll see it go into effect the 1st of July, 2024. Of course, if there's a different administration that's elected in November, we could see the next administration roll this rule back and write their own. And so that, you know, the pendulum would swing sort of again. I don't think that there's any question that this concept of NEPA regulation at CEQ is going to be one of those rules that every administration wants to do differently. And that's a problem, right? Because whether it's a good rule or a bad rule, transportation, environmental management, right, ecosystem management, farm bill programs, conservation programs, forest management on federal lands, grazing permits on federal lands, all of these things rely on a predictable NEPA process that the agencies can implement. And so, you know, inconsistent NEPA or NEPA that continues to change will continue to be a challenge.
The agency rulemaking process does require stakeholder input. I'm Rachel Gable.
Now, this new final rule is likely to have far-reaching implications across the West, and litigation is extremely likely. I'm Lane Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. I think Stephen Ballantyne is still on the phone lines here. Steve, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Aaron. I don't know how many people caught this on a Fox News, news thing yesterday afternoon, but this puts an exclamation point on the Biden administration and how stupid the Democrat Party is. Okay, they are going to, any dogs that are entering the United States, they are going to quarantine and check them for any diseases. And they're going to microchip them before they're able to enter the United States of America. What do they figure? The dog is going to, maybe they're packing some drugs in the dog. Maybe they think the dog is going to, come into the country and possibly bite someone. They're not concerned about an illegal coming into this country, but the dog, they're going to microchip so they can monitor this dog while it's in the United States. It's absurd.
Oh, man. Yeah, now I got to go see if I can track that one down on the Fox News Radio website. Well, I mean, it's kind of another reminder, right? It's like, we can't have cows come into the U.S. from Paraguay because there might be diseases. But, and everybody kind of agrees there, right? Oh, yeah, of course. But then Joe Biden and John Tester, fully allow any people carrying dangerous diseases to freely flow across our borders with stuff that's really severely threatening to people. I mean, not like this coronavirus stuff that they were, shutting down the world over, where it mostly affected people with pre-existing, underlying conditions. It's, whereas, other younger folks were fine, right? And could have kept on going with the business. But like actual stuff that people get vaccinated for because they're severely deadly diseases. And they're apparently okay with that just flowing across the southern border.
Right, but the microchip thing, that's when it got me. They're going to microchip every dog coming into this country, but we don't care about what them illegals are doing. We don't care, we're not going to do anything with them because it might interfere with their civil rights and all that, But we want to know about where that dog's at, but we don't want to know where the illegals at. It's just absurd. That is the Democrat Party for us, man. They are ignorant, stupid. You can't say enough about them.
Well, I don't know if they're doing it out of ignorance or out of stupidity. I think they're doing it because they have some really bad plans for America, and I think it is deliberate what they're doing at this point, and they want to transform this country into something else. That's why the head of the Flathead County Democrats is the guy who's the head of this outfit in the Flathead Valley that's trafficking illegal aliens into the Flathead. Speaking of that, KJJR Radio in Kalispell asked a very good question yesterday via X.com. How did the illegal immigrants get on a plane to Kalispell without any form of ID, or were they given some sort of phony ID? But yeah, how did they get on an airplane to Kalispell without? I mean, you and I would need an official ID, right?
MCJ Papa Stormy Daniels returned to the witness stand today for more cross-examination by attorneys for Donald Trump.
The defense is trying to undermine Stormy's credibility and cast her as an extortionist who once, remember, denied the affair. Quote, am I correct that you hate President Trump? Asked Necklace. Yes, said Stormy. You want him to go to jail, right? I want him to be held accountable.
Fox's Eric Shawn. The criminal trial resumes at 9:30 a.m. Eastern. 196 Republicans, 163 Democrats deliver House Speaker Mike Johnson a huge victory, defeating Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, who tried to boot him from the position.
I don't hold grudges. I got to work with everybody. And I told her last night before we left the floor, let's move on, Marjorie. I'm okay with this. Let's move on.
Speaker Johnson earlier on Fox and Friends. And close to 80 million have passed with severe storms in the eastern and southern part of the U.S. America is listening to Fox News.
Oh, man, I must have missed this printout, but I had a few messages that came in during the 9 o'clock hour of the show yesterday. Sometimes I'll get busy taking phone calls and chatting with people that I'll easily miss things. But these are some of the messages that came in yesterday while we had Flathead County Sheriff Brian Hano and Kalispell Mayor on the show in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday. And they were talking about, you know, the illegal aliens and all the work that they're doing to try to prevent more of these illegal aliens from being dumped in the Flathead. And also calling out, the federal government, which basically means Joe Biden and John Tester, for this invasion that's going on. And I've got the full audio on our Montana Talks website right now. Maybe I'll play a couple highlights. Nah, you guys, you can see it on our website. Some of you are probably listening to the podcast before this and then rolling right into this one. So, but anyway, Morgan and Helena raised a really good question. And why are taxpayers expected to provide for anyone showing up anywhere when it has been their decision to move legally or illegally? That's right. We should not be providing any resources to people who come to this country illegally. In fact, the more resources we provide, the more we're going to encourage more criminal transients or criminal illegal aliens to invade our cities. That's exactly why people are opposed to building more so-called homeless services. We want to take care of the homeless here in Billings, but in Bozeman and Missoula and here in Montana, but the truly homeless, single moms, families, dads, whatever, that fall on tough times. But when you create all of these services for anybody with no accountability, of course, like they love to do in Missoula, you invite this criminal transient element from out of state to move in. And then, of course, you provide these services for illegal aliens as well. Frank in the Flathead. People behind these NGOs helping migrants and vagrants do not care if there is no room. Their point is to cause chaos and crisis and transform Montana into a permanent Democrat majority. That's what happened to California and what is underway in Texas. I think Frank makes a really good point there as well, because this whole point about the Democrats create the crisis and then they try to capitalize off the crisis. Look at how Democrats are sitting back and laughing at Republicans and conservatives in Montana. They are sitting back and laughing at you because they want you to be fighting each other. They don't want you to be going after John Tester right now. They don't want you to be going after this Flathead County Democrat-run human trafficking operation called Valley Neighbors. They don't want you going after. They want you fighting each other and attacking each other and criticizing each other. I mean, look at what some of the Democrats were saying on Twitter yesterday. Well, we don't have enough housing in Montana, and it's all the Republicans' fault. The Republicans, actually, and some Democrats even signed on, they passed housing reforms, and your liberal judge threw that in the trash can. And if you're so concerned about housing, Democrats, why do you keep plowing illegal aliens and transients into the state? Hey, if you missed it on Wednesday's show, we got a surprise phone call from the Flathead County Sheriff and the mayor of Kalispell talking about the big story regarding the illegal aliens dumped in Kalispell last week and how we can or how we should respond. Full audio on our Montana Talks website, or better yet, download the Montana Talks app for your smartphone. Click the On Demand button. You can download not only that show, but all 4 hours of every day's show on the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. Checking in on our Montana Talks app messages as well. Jay in Billings. Let's see. Thanks for the kind words, Jay. Man, Jay is such a nice guy. I got a chance to meet him. I ran into him at Ace Hardware on Zimmerman Trail in Billings last week. So great to run in. It was really funny. Jay, let me know if you're... Jay's okay with me sharing this story. Anyway, Jay says this. Excellent opening. Everything I need to know for the day. Keep the faith. In the end, we win. Well said, Jay. That's right. But anyway, this was really funny. Gary, I'll get your call in Billings here in just a second. This was really funny. So, you know, I've told you about these Americans for Prosperity Montana events that we're doing, highlighting Bidenomics. And we're not telling people who to vote for, who not to vote for at these events. But what we are doing, these events are paid for by AFP Montana. But what we are doing is we're educating folks, or reminding folks that are already edumacated. We're reminding folks that the reason all these prices are so out of control is because of the massive government spending coming from Joe Biden and John Tester. And so anyway, one of the banners, if you read the banner, it says down on the bottom, John Tester voted for more inflation. But if you're just pulling into the parking lot and you see this big photograph of, you know, old flip-flop flat top there, some of you might get a little triggered. Anyway, so it was great. So the reason I got to meet Jay in Billings is he said, man, I pulled into the parking lot and I see this picture of John Tester. I see this young lady and this guy out here, and I'm going to go give them a piece of my mind. And he comes over, oh, hey, Jay, what's up, man? So he's like, oh, I thought you guys were out here promoting John Tester. Then he's like, wait a minute, aren't you Aaron from the radio? Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so that was funny. That was really funny. But, yeah, no, it's funny because you'll see this. You've probably seen this Bidenomics van crisscrossing the state of Montana. And there's people that at first they're like, oh, rah, rah. They see Biden's photo and then the Bidenomics. They don't see the little A there that says Bidenomics. And it's, rah, and then, oh, wait a minute. And then they read the side, which you can then quickly tell that it's holding Joe Biden accountable. And then it's like, oh, okay, hey, that's actually pretty funny. Anyway, if you want to see that van and you want to come say hello tonight, I'm going to be at Black Pot Distillery, Belgrade, Montana. So our listeners in the Bozeman, Belgrade, Manhattan area, hey, come on out tonight. I ran into Owen at the Rockin' R a couple weeks ago, and anyway, good stuff at the Black Pot Distillery. So we're going to be doing one of our events there. So come on out and say hi, 5 to 7 tonight. I've got the details about that and more on our Montana Talks website. And tomorrow morning, Friday, Freedom Friday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman. So full show tomorrow from the Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman. Let's go to Gary in Billings. Gary, what's going on this morning?
Hey, Aaron, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. This is a surprise article in Billings Gazette. It's about a Porthan article. This guy used to drink beers with John Tester 25 years ago, and the article said John Tester has changed. And he really spells it out of all the lies that he's telling. And you need to pull that up. And right below that, there's a lady wrote in that says, Montana cannot lose our senior citizen. And she goes on to praise how good he's doing. So it's kind of a double charge here, that good and bad and the ugly.
Was it an article, or was it just a letter to the editor that they put on the
back? No, this guy is name is Jason Thiemann. He's a National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Yeah.
But he's talking about how he's changed, and that kind of goes along when you were talking about his grandson hadn't talked to him in 7 years.
Yeah.
But this is really an article in the paper that goes along all of the lies he's telling, and it's quite an article, really.
Yeah, that's a guest opinion column. I haven't gotten a chance to read that myself yet. And I don't see it on the Billings Gazette website yet, but it must be in the – oh, wait, here we go. I found it now. Okay, yeah, I'll try to scroll their headlines. Now, so that's not a news story, of course, but it's a guest opinion column. Jason Thiemann, of course, a Montana native. I don't know if you might have heard him. He was here in studio with us. God, when was that? I need to pull up that audio again, because that was a great interview that we only aired once, that only aired live once, and I need to get it on our – I mean, of course, it's on our podcast, et cetera. But, yeah, Jason Thiemann, he is the head of the executive director of the National Republican Senatorial Committee. He was a longtime chief of staff to Montana Senator Steve Daines. So he goes way back in Montana politics. He's a former student government president at the University of Montana, and he actually supported my campaign when I ran and won for student government president at the University of Montana as well. So I've known Jason for a long time. But, yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to reading that piece. So that's what stood out to you is he's highlighting just the fact that, look, even if you liked John Tester 12 years ago or 24 years ago, this guy has really gone off the deep end.
You know, Aaron, it says, I will hand it to Tester. He puts up a nice front, but all the flannel shirts in the world could not cover up the fact he no longer represents the interest of ordinary Montana. John Tester is not the same. I grabbed the beers with him and Helen for 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So it really is a very good article that people find here. Are getting some news other than what you give us.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's – when I know, you know, they are trying to – I know with their opinion pages, their new – but was it their new publisher or new whatever guy for the state, for the lead newspapers? I mean, their Capitol reporting still needs an overhaul, but they are trying, I think, to be a little bit better about their opinion pages. That was apparently one commitment that the new boss hog for the lead newspapers had put out. So, so maybe this is an example of that. But again, I still think their front page news needs to ask some tough questions of old flip-flop flat top from time to time, especially with everything that's going on right now. And he constantly gets a pass. But at least, you know, on the back opinion pages, not prominently featured on their website, they're allowing people like Jason to be heard. I'm going to have to print that up, see if I can snag that one. Gary, thanks for the call. We had some other messages that came in on our Montana Talks app. You know, I opened up the show by talking about just how shameful it is that Joe Biden is now withholding aid, the aid that you, the American people, vis-a-vis your elected representatives in the United States Senate and in the House of Representatives, you sent aid to Israel, and Joe Biden is blocking aid to Israel. He's blocking aid to our friends. He's blocking aid to our allies. And I shared this quote, you know, no greater friend, no worse enemy. But apparently now it's no worse friend, no wimpier enemy is who they want us to be. Kendall and Laurel said this, winking, blinking, and nodding off Joe have given more cash to Iran than to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan combined. Wow, that's a great point, Kendall. Nice to know how our hard-earned tax dollars are at work. Never forget, Kendall says, they hate you. That sounds a little harsh, Kendall, but then again, you think about it. Look at the things they say about us. Look at the things they are doing to us. Let's go to Evan and Belt first, since it's related to the Israel discussion here. Evan and Belt says this, Biden withholding money is nothing new. except this time, instead of protecting his precious little hunter, great point, it could very likely be detrimental to Israel, our only true ally in the Middle East, who is trying to wipe out the terrorists who want to bring death to Israel and death to America. This is truly a pathetic administration. That's what Evan and Belt had to say. Now, let's see. With these snowplows, we had a phone call from Bozeman earlier this morning from Buck. Buck and Bozeman called in, and, man, people were stuck on the interstate for hours and hours and hours because of this late spring storm that came through yesterday. And, in fact, it was, took out some power and things like that. But, so Buck was saying, look, there must be a change in policy that's going on here, which is why these plows aren't getting out as aggressively as they should be. That's what Buck had to say. Lucas in Broadview, your last caller is right, but it's not just emergency services. It's a malignant problem with local, state, and national organizations. Have you been on any gravel roads lately? Nobody knows how to grade a road anymore. They just pull the gravel back on the road to hide the issues. Do a quality control drive up Buffalo Trail if you're bored. That's what Lucas in Broadview had to say. Sean in Shelby says, MDT can't get help. So I'm assuming that's referring to the staffing shortages, that have been a constant issue. All right, back after this.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Stormy, this was all used to humiliate, embarrass Donald Trump. All of it was irrelevant. All of it was immaterial. None of it had to do with the law. He's coached by prosecutors. The judge never should have allowed this testimony. And on top of all of it, a non-disclosure agreement is not illegal. It is a perfectly legal document on top of all of this. And nobody has even gotten close to bringing Donald Trump into any involvement in terms of the payment that this is connected to the election or that he had anything to do with it. It's pretty unbelievable. But the jury, the smoke and mirrors, and the salaciousness of this trial, let's put salaciousness on trial, because that's what they're doing here.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD. Gold.
As the promo code at LifeLock.com.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. What should I sneak in here? I want to get to some of the big national stuff before we get to the 7 o'clock hour, get your woke updates and more in here. Pete Buttigieg, the trans secretary, the secretary of transportation. That's the shorthand for transportation. You just say Department of Trans. The transportation secretary, Pete Buttigieg, was in Missoula and... very obvious what's going on here. Why was the national SBA director in Billings, Montana recently? Huh? Could it have anything to do with James O'Keefe's undercover videos with a Biden appointee in the Small Business Administration pointing out how the Biden administration is doing everything they can to avoid a Hatch Act violation but still trying to prop up liberal Senator John Tester in Montana because of the 2024 election. So they're sending all these Biden officials to Montana to try to provide cover for John Tester. Anyway, Byron York was on with Laura Ingraham last night, and they were talking about how all this massive government spending is what's driving up inflation, grocery prices, restaurant prices, you name it. And listen to what Byron York had to say about how Biden is trying to spend as much money as possible to try to buy votes before the election. And that's exactly what Buttigieg was trying to do in Missoula.
Byron, corporate greed, junk fees, corporate greed. Yeah. Maybe you can do a rap song. It's kind of almost a rhyming thing going on there. Is that going to work?
They just say that all the time, and actually it will not actually work. And, you know, there's a number of interesting things going on. We had an article in Politico today about, remember, in the first years of the Biden administration, Democrats were rushing to pass as much spending as they could, trillions and trillions of dollars, to use the sort of post-pandemic momentum to keep levels of spending at enormously high levels. And now the Biden administration has realized they haven't been able to physically spend all of that money, and they're dashing to get it out of the door before the election comes. And the problem, of course, is that so much of it fueled the inflation rate that is hurting people now. So I think that gives Republicans a lot of things to talk about.
That's right. But yeah, they're on a massive spending spree right now because there's a lot of money that's been authorized that hasn't been spent yet. So that's why they're trying to spend all of this on the eve of the November elections to try to prop up Democrats. I wonder if that ties in with what Kellyanne Conway had to say with Jesse Waters last night.
Kellyanne, this looks shady, is it?
Yes, of course it is. Basically, Joe Biden, again, is weaponizing aspects of the federal government. And in this case, Jesse, to undermine democracy and swing an election his way. Turns out we are uncovering people paying off others to swing an election, and it's not in Alvin Bragg's courtroom. It's on our college campuses. It's working with these nonprofit groups, and as you say, hitting people where they live based on the benefits they receive and trying to say, gee, if you like this, then vote for us, keep us in power. We know why they're doing this, Jesse. They, for the same reason they're prosecuting and overly persecuting Donald Trump. They can't beat him on inflation, the economy, the border, and national security. Ukraine, the Middle East, crime, healthcare, you name the issue. The Democrats are failing and flailing on it. But this is serious stuff because it goes hand in hand with Joe Biden's attempted buy-off of former college students and current college students. Just last week, he forgave $6 billion in student loans of 317,000 art students. You combine the Get Out the Vote program by all the government agencies on the college campuses with the student loan forgiveness, you got a president not paying $130,000 to a porn person. I don't say star because that's an opinion and I don't share it. I have no basis to form it. But you combine that. And you know what, Jesse? Here's what's scary about it. We won't know if all this works until it's too late. Until it's too late, when you see all these shenanigans, the mechanics, the process, the ballot harvesting, the early vote, as you say, so many ballots floating out, more ballots than people. And it creates chaos and a conundrum for most voters. When should I vote? Where should I vote? How do I vote? Did I vote? Should I not vote? It creates such chaos, and we don't know how things went until all the votes are counted.